This episode is brought to you by United Faith Mortgage.
Hey, this is Nicole. I am with my dad, who is, 83, 84 years old, had a stroke 5 years ago, but refuses to let go. He's kicking it. And he's always been full of wisdom. And so his wisdom for me today was...
One word can mean a lot.
One word can mean a lot. Now he's talking about, you know, do you call yourself doctor? Do you call yourself teacher? Do you call yourself pastor? Do you call yourself mom? Like those words all mean a lot. But I think about it and I think one word can mean a lot when it comes to kindness.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because when it comes to kindness or not kindness, saying one word, you know, thank you. Well, that's two words. Thanks.
You're in the middle, in the range.
Yeah, either way, I'm in the range. Yep, those words, they mean a lot.
Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Today we get to hear from Adam Weber.
And then the person who takes interest in random things that's like, I'm not interested at all in basket weaving, but I guess you are, Nicole, and so I'm going to get interested in basket weaving with you.
Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today joining us. My name is Nicole Phillips, and I love to write books and speak to people about the critical spirit that tends to try and derail us or destroy our relationships. And, you know, I love to talk about kindness. So thus the Kindness Podcast. Today, I am super excited to be the student and, you know, the reporter on all of this as we talk to my special guest, Adam Weber. Let's read together about Adam. Are you ready? Adam Weber is the founder and lead pastor of Embrace, a church based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We're like neighbors. It's so great. Author of Love Has a Name and Talking with God, he also hosts a podcast called The Conversation. Adam likes sitting on his front porch, singing in his car at the top of his lungs, and meeting strangers. And he says the stranger, the better, which is totally, I am all about that. He is married to his wife, Becky. They have 4 kids, 7 chickens, 2 dogs, 3 fish. But what he really wants is a sheep. Please welcome the Adam Weber. Hey, Adam.
It is so good to be with you, Nicole. Every time I hear that bio, I start smiling ear to ear. I'm like, that sums me up way too well. And I am as strange as they come. But no, just so excited to be on the podcast with you today.
Well, I have the one burning question, which is, how is your campaign for a sheep going these days?
It is not going super well. my wife and the city of Sioux Falls are both strongly opposed to the idea. So maybe someday. I had a good friend of mine tell me, he said, if you buy the sheep, I'll take care of it and you can come visit anytime that you want to. So I have that option out there.
Okay, that's good. has Becky ever reminded you that you actually have like many, many sheep that you are the shepherd of within Embrace Church?
No, she reminds me, she says, you get these crazy ideas and then I end up caring for said animal. And so I'm like, that's a valid point. So I think it took about 8 years to get chickens and now she's the one that loves them. So,
well, that's funny because
you never know.
You don't know. That's what happened with our third child, right? Like I was the one who said we should get one. And then I made my husband take care of them all the time. So there you go. He's growing on us, though. He's 11 now, so we think we'll keep him. I don't know.
We'll put up with him. We'll put up with him.
Okay, so I met someone that you know. Her name is Sandy Bourbon.
And yes.
I said, Sandy, do you happen to know a guy named Adam? And she said, yes. She said, are you interviewing him for the podcast? And I said, yes. And she said, Nick, he is as good as they come.
Oh, my gosh.
His message is always heartfelt. And he lives out the land and he is the type of guy that if he saw someone on the street corner who needed prayer, he would stop everything he's doing and pray with them.
Oh, well, that is way too kind, way, way too kind. But I honestly am. It's been something that I'm trying to live out more is really just listening to the still small voice of God. And when he tells me to pull my car over, to pull my car over. What I find is that when we do that, it actually becomes the highlight of our day. specifically for someone who feels like they're in this mundane routine, whether they're at an entry-level position or the top executive. I've found that just that small nudge going out of your way, interrupting your day with what feels like an interruption ends up becoming the highlight of my week. And so it's honestly becomes contagious. Kindness becomes contagious. The more you begin to lean into it, it is definitely better to give than it is to receive. And so I feel like I've been on the receiving end of so much of that, of being able to be a part, a small part. And what's kind of cool about being a pastor is you get to help unlock that kindness within other people. And get to say, hey, your life doesn't have to be boring. You don't have to kind of work away at this job you hate forever and then retire. And who knows how long you're going to be alive. Instead, what if you began to live today? What if you began to go out of your way to show kindness to one person today? And it's something really cool happens when people begin to do that. I would tell anybody, if you feel like you have no purpose, if you feel like you're a robot, maybe you have a bunch of people who report to you and you feel like you don't have a soul, just begin to pray each day. God, help me to go out of my way to love one person today, and then see what happens. Cause it's taken me on some bizarre journeys, but it's what makes life so fantastic.
It's interesting that you use the words kindness is contagious, because when I started this whole kindness thing, it was not intentional. I started praying, God, make me a vessel for you. God, make me a vessel for you every single day. And the next thing you know, it was this strange kindness adventure I went on. And then I wrote a column and a book, both called Kindness is Contagious. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
I love it.
It really, really is. It's, I've challenged close friends to begin living this way. And it's just so cool when you begin to see God work in and through you, and you get to help bless somebody else. But it becomes so life giving to your own soul, and specifically for that person who, again, feels like they've kind of arrived in life and yet they're miserable and they can't figure out why. That's the person that's been really cool, just to start saying, hey. Each day, just find one person that you can go shower with kindness and see where it takes you. And it's just been cool to see what God's done through that.
Do you find within your friends, because you mentioned, you know, encouraging them to go out and try kindness as a lifestyle, do you feel like you really even have to say anything? Do you find that people see you and want what you have and therefore try that kindness out? Or is it more important for you to say it, to say the words, like, try it?
I think a couple different things. I think so often people sell themselves short. And so they feel, as we all feel, like, what could God possibly do through me?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And so they'll see me and they'll say, well, you've written books, or you're a pastor. Well, I still don't feel like a pastor. And I have the writing level of roughly a fourth or fifth grader. And so I'm not this brilliant writer either. I honestly feel like the most unlikely of people to be used. And so I struggle daily with feeling inadequate and feel foolish for stepping out of my comfort zone. And I think most people do. And so I think giving people permission and saying, like, I think oftentimes we just need like that nudge, like, just go do it. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you waiting for? Well, how did you do this? I had no clue what I was doing. I just put one foot in front of the next. And so I think so often we get stuck in a rut. And so there is something powerful about that invitation. You know, with one of my friends, he's well off financially. I just said, I want to challenge you, go to the bank after we meet, take $500 out in $10 bills, put it in your suit coat that cost 10 times that amount, and just begin to look for people that you can bless. I mean, just the simplest thing, you know, for him, that was a step. Like, he's like, okay, I can do that. So I was like, tip a person more than you should tip them. If there's someone selling something in your workplace for their kids, buy what, like, just begin to look for things, you know, give a $10 bill out to someone as they're filling their gas tank. I don't know what it is. So I think sometimes we don't know where to start, so we never start.
Yeah.
Well, oftentimes that person is right there. You're just not seeing them. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing them. Why am I not seeing them? Because my schedule's maxed, because I'm tired, because I'm self-centered, just like everybody else's. But when we begin to just intentionally look up and we notice that our coworker, gosh, it seems like they're hurting right now. hey, how are you? The random person next door, it just seems like they're overwhelmed. Well, is there some simple way that you can serve them? Is there something you've been entrusted with? You have a gift, you have an insight or a knowledge about that your friend or coworker or neighbor, gosh, that would be a huge blessing to them. Just do it. You know, if you work at a workplace, one day a week, don't charge the person for what you do. That'd be the craziest thing ever. Like, hey, that teeth cleaning's free today. Or that we worked on your car and someone picked it up. They don't need to know that someone was you. You know, like, just begin to live that way. When we live open-handedly, it's a lot harder to be offended. And we're all offended right now. It's a lot harder to feel like someone's betrayed you or taken advantage of you. You can't be taken advantage of when you're already, you know, like, it's like, I'm already giving it to you to start. So you can't really steal anything from me. I think something powerful happens when we begin to live that way. And I know for me, gosh, I struggle with being so self-centered and so selfish. And when I live a day like that, it's really empty. There's not much joy or peace. But when I begin just to open my eyes, God, who can I serve today? Mm-hmm. Who can I forgive today? Who can I be generous towards today? That's when it turns into the adventure. I'm like, sign me up for that every day of the week. And, you know, I just even look at, so we live in an interesting part of Sioux Falls. It's kind of the range of everything from education, financial, like just everything. I mean, it's just an interesting neighborhood. And so I some of the people I know and have become friends with, it's like, this is the person everyone else ignores. And get, gosh, they've made my life so much better. And then there's a somebody that I'm friends with, you know, they got this whatever, but they're just wanting to be treated like a human. They don't want to be asked for anything. They don't want someone to try to take something from them. They just want someone to say like, hey, how are you really doing today? And that person comes alive. It's just a lot more fun that way.
I love the verse that says, feed the hungry and help those in trouble. And then, you know, your light will shine like noon. And the thing that took me a long time to realize is that everybody is hungry. Everybody is in trouble in their own way. And so they all need a bit of kindness.
They do. They do. And people drop their defenses almost immediately when you begin to shower them with kindness. There's one person that I come in contact with on a regular basis because I'm slightly addicted to coffee. but gosh, I have been kind to this person for 6 months. Almost every other day, which shows just how addicted I am. And that's only because they don't work every day. I'm still at that coffee shop every day, but it was so cool. So I've been like, just like praying for that person, just showering them with kindness through my words, through my actions. I don't know what it was, but I feel like last week something changed because now there's just a warmness towards me. It's just kind of like this, I wonder what God's up to in her. Because gosh, she's had her defenses up for the last 5 months, but last week something changed and now she's just being super kind and friendly. And so I don't know what she's experienced or what she's gone through in life, but there has been a noticeable change inside of her. And I hope I find out what it is, you know, whether it was something I did or something someone else did or something that God did through one of us. I just know there's been a noticeable change in it's just exciting to see. I'm like, whoa, look at that. I see you. God's doing something in you. And so it's pretty cool that way.
More from Adam Weber in just a second. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage.
Hey, I'm on the pickleball court right now because, you know, I'm so good at pickleball. Yeah, I'm with my friend Mark, who also is a pickleball player. Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good am I at pickleball?
You're about a -2.
It's totally true. Honesty. I love honesty in people and I love honesty in companies. Pickleball here is pretty competitive at the YMCA, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great for the over 70 crowd and even better for the under 70 crowd.
And it's really sad that I lose every single time because, yeah, I can run faster than all of them can roll in their scooters. So anyway, competitiveness is really kind of, I think, the name of the game when it comes to mortgage companies. And United Faith Mortgage is just my favorite. I just love them because instead of being like the, ooh, we got to beat out everybody else and, you know, take everybody else down. They're just a family-owned company run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they just
you know, they're a direct lender. They don't have the middleman. They can just do what they want to do. And that means you get a better rate. So that's pretty cool. But faith and family is at their core. That's why they chose to be a close partner with the Kindness Podcast. So I just love that. Speaking of, you, Mark, told me that I was a negative two. Have you ever listened to the Kindness Podcast?
Yes, it's a beautiful podcast. It's great. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. I'm running out of adjectives.
Why haven't you learned anything from it then?
I guess I would say I'm a little hard-headed, but I appreciate you.
He appreciates my negative too. Hey, you will appreciate United Faith Mortgage. Check them out. And now back to Adam Weber. Do you feel like as believers, we should be saying to people each time we're doing an act of kindness, God loves you or Jesus loves you? Or is it okay to do the act of kindness and let God speak for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it depends on the circumstance, honestly, and it depends on how the Holy Spirit nudges you. Maybe that way. I look at Jesus. This is actually coming from a guy I interviewed on my podcast recently. He talked about Jesus's approach was never the same. Each interaction was different. And so I think for us, that gives us permission to say each interaction is different. You know, to this gal that I've been talking about, we have not once mentioned Jesus or God. But at some point that's going to happen, you know, like she knows I'm a pastor because one of her coworkers told her, but I just have this feeling that at some point it's going to come up. And so with her, it's not been really, you know, quick to say Jesus. But with another one of my neighbors, there's a neighbor that I've been pouring into for the last 2 years. I think one of our very first interactions I mentioned that I told him God has given you a gift. Like there's something special inside you. And I just want you to know that you can do anything you want to do in life. And everything around him is telling him the opposite. Everything around him is telling him he's going to now amount to nothing and nobody. He's, you know, paycheck to paycheck. He's probably going to struggle with the law. I mean, that's what everything around him is telling him. But I want to be that one voice that says, God has put something special inside you. You can do anything you want to do. Like you're a leader, not a follower. And so any room you're in, you're the leader, not the follower. And so just trying to instill like who he is, even though he doesn't know who he is. Like, I'm just trying to like share that with him. And you can tell each time that I say it, it's like, it's so like something lights inside of him. And yet there's so much darkness in his world that it's just trying to beat him out of it. And so I'm just trying to keep on lighting the lantern, you know? So I think it's different each time, you know, sometimes I think sometimes as Christians, we were a little cheesy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Let the love inside of you of Jesus be the thing that lets someone know that you're different. You know, we're yep. kind of quick to throw the Jesus bumper sticker on everything. And it's like, gosh, I think just that consistency, faithfulness over time. And I'm saying this as a heart of an evangelist. I mean, my driving force in life is not to have warm fuzzies or whatever. I want people to know Jesus. And so kind of understand that from this, but I think if we are just faithful and we're the person at the workplace who gets closer to the person who makes a mistake, the guy in our workplace who has an affair, we befriend them even more. We don't run from them or shun them or whatever. You know, the person that no one wants to listen to in the workplace, we're the person who wants to listen. The person that everyone else is gossiping, not in a weird, shameful way. We're just honoring that person instead of gossiping. We just live so differently that people can't help but notice the Jesus inside of us. And then that person, those people are just going to be begging us. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you know?
Yeah. What
Everybody
do you have?
Else trashes this person and you're kind to them. You know, like, what is it? And so I could go on all day.
Well, you know what, Adam? I really believe in the prompting of the Holy Spirit, especially as it relates to kindness when I go through my day. And I've yeah. never done this before on the podcast, but as you were talking about the way that you were pouring into your neighbor and the things that you were saying about what God has put in them that is special, my whole body just got chills and said, there are people listening to this right now who specifically need you to say that to them. So could we pray for those people who are feeling lost right now and who kind of feel yeah. like I don't, like there's nothing for me.
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be honored to pray.
Okay.
gosh, God, I'm so grateful for this time. I'm so thankful for Nicole and just the ways that you're using her, the ways that you're moving in and through her. God, I pray for any brother or sister who is listening to my voice right now. I pray that you would help us, myself included, to know our identity in you. We're sons and daughters of the great King. I always say our Father, he's the King of Kings, which means he's all powerful, and yet he's also our Heavenly Father. And so you're not a distant God. Instead, you're a God that's tender and warm, a God that just delights in being with us. So Lord, would you remind us of who we are? We are yours. I'm so grateful. We're not defined by our last name, by our success or failures this last week, by our screw-ups, by our blunders. We're not defined by what our worst enemy has to say about us. Instead, we're defined by you. And because of you, you make all things new. Each morning, your mercies are brand new to us. God, I'm so grateful when we dig a pit with our own two hands, we're told that you pull us out, you put a new song within us, and you set our feet on a new path. And so I pray for anybody who's walking down a path that we just know doesn't lead to good places, walking down a path that we just know is not God's best for us. God, right now, would you pull us out of the place that we're in? Would you put a new song in our soul? And would you set our feet on a new path? And we do that not by our own strength or trying harder or trying to be more religious or godly. We do that by your power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, supposedly lives inside of us, which is a promise to us. And so we don't have to guess that if that's true. God, if we've invited you into our lives, your power is what gives us strength to show kindness to people that we want to be rude to. It's your strength and power which gives us the ability to forgive someone who's really wronged us, who's hurt us. It's your strength that gives us the ability to focus on you and to focus on the people around us when we only want to focus on me, myself, and I. And so, God, we thank you for who you are. And God, I'm just honored that I could spend time with Nicole. I'm honored that I could spend time with anybody listening right now. We just thank you. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. And that is for everyone who is listening, who says, you know, am I seen? You are seen. We see you. And God has put something special in you. So please, please know that. So, Adam, I always like to ask people if they want to share a particular kindness story that, you know, they've seen, the ways in which they've seen God work. And you've shared a few beautiful kindness stories. Do you have a specific one you want to share?
Gosh, I feel like I have too many stories. Lately, I just feel like I've been living inside the kindness of God. I don't know if that sounds cheesy, but it's true. I mean, so simple things that God has shown me kindness from. A couple of weeks ago, we got the crazy idea to move across the street. And I had six friends show up when I invited them at 11 p.m. the night before. Not very good planning. And six friends just showed up and helped my family finish off moving. And it reminded me of how much power there is in just showing up. One of the ways we can be kind is just showing up. And then another thing, so I'm a nerd. About this summer, I found this old gas lantern. I don't even want to go into it because the nerd in me just gets too excited. But I had a friend help me pull this thing out of the ground with his tractor, and he restored it, and he would not let me pay anything to him. And I don't know what it was, but there's one of the ways we can show kindness to another person is just take interest in what they're interested in. Mm-hmm. My friend has no interest in gas lanterns that are from 1890. He's just like, okay, I don't know why you want this thing, but it just meant so much to me that he saw something I cared about and he went out of his way. And then he wasn't stingy at all. He actually came up to me and he said, I'm kind of upset with you. And I legitimately thought he was upset. He's like, you did not need to send me a gift card. I got him a gift card just to say thank you. And he's like, I wanted to do it. Like, I didn't want anything from you. That's why I didn't tell you what it cost to fix this thing. And it just ministered to my soul. And now I have this gas lantern in my front yard. And every time I see it, I think of my friend's kindness. And it's something I'll never forget. I mean, legitimately, at the end of my life, when I'm an old man, Lord willing, I drive by my house, whether I'm still living at this place or not, I will think about my friend and his act of kindness. And I just want to do more of that. I want to be the friend that just shows up to do what's like, I don't like moving and I don't like moving other people, but I'm a friend to this person. So I'm showing up. And then the person who takes interest in random things, that's like, I'm not interested in at all in basket weaving, but I guess you are, Nicole. And so I'm going to get interested in basket weaving with you. You know, I think that's one of the coolest ways that we can show kindness is just to be interested in what somebody else is interested in.
Okay. Well, we also always ask people for a kindness tip. I love. I'm going to use that as the kindness tip today, if you don't mind.
That's it. That's perfect.
Like, be interested in what somebody else is interested in. Even if it's not your thing, you can be a friend through that. And also, I do want to pick out one more kindness tip from your book, Talking with God.
Oh, gosh.
There it is. You give some really practical advice in this that I love. You say, if you tell someone you're going to pray for them, do it. like, go ahead and just do it. So
yes.
Thank you for that, because there's power in that for sure. You have two books. You have a beautiful church called Embrace. You have a website called adamweber.com. You have a podcast called The Conversation. You have got some stuff on the Bible app, right? YouVersion, the Bible app. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to tell us about where people can just soak in this energy of kindness that's coming from you?
Oh, gosh. You mentioned already, adamweber.com. We just launched a brand new version of this last week, so you can go check out there. And I started an email list this week. It's been kind of a private thing with a group of friends. It's called The Crew. And I'm expanding it to anybody can sign up for free. So it's just going to be encouragement about once a week, once every other week, where I just send out an encouraging word and some recommendations of things that have encouraged me, whether it's a podcast, a book, a scripture, whatever it might be. And so that's another way to stay connected with me. But gosh, you're way, way too kind. So
no, I so appreciate your time. This was so fun. And I just hope that everyone is feeling this overwhelming joy and desire to go out and be kind, because that is exactly what you exuded today. Thank you for being with us, Adam.
Oh, thank you again, Nicole. Huge honor.
And thank you for joining us on the Kindness Podcast. I sure hope that you will tune in to all of our other episodes. And we are on season 5 right now. Can you believe it's season 5? So go back, find the old podcasts, and go out and be kind. Thanks, everybody. Have a blessed day. Once again, thanks to Adam Weber. I'm Nicole Phillips. This episode of the Kindness Podcast is a product of Northwestern Media, a ministry of University of Northwestern St. Paul. Do you know someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life? Let them know about the Kindness Podcast. Like and subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Google. And check out my books and blog on the socials at Nicole J. Phillips. Once again, we want to say thank you to United Faith Mortgage. To learn more, go to unitedfaithmortgage.com. United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender, not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.